You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we have the privilege of having a very special guest in studio with us, someone that will be known to most people in New England or the United States, or specifically Rhode Island and Providence, if you eat. If you don't eat, you might not know this name, but if you eat anything, you'll know the name Walter Potenza. Walter, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
It's going to be great. And Walter is here because we are doing a show with Opera Providence, and Dr. Robert DeRobbio is here. Bob, welcome back.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you back again. We had Bob on just a few weeks ago when they were planning their new season for Opera Providence and had an event that went very well, I guess, on October 22nd at the Metacomet Country Club.
It was a very exciting evening at the Metacomet. We had over 135 people attending, and we packed the dining room, and everyone enjoyed some great music and some great food, but not as good as what we're going to see on November 17th.
November 17th is a very special occasion because this will not be at Metacomet. We'll talk about another one of those events coming up later in the year, but this event on November 17th is going to be in the evening at Walter's Restaurant on Atwells Avenue in Providence, and this is going to be Puccini with Pasta. It's going
to
be a great
exactly.
night.
I think it's time to celebrate the arts with certainly food and music. And as you probably know, during the Middle Ages, many of the large banquets and events that took place in the high courts of Italy always had music associated with food.
With the food, that's right. Now, just before we get to the Puccini part, let's talk a little bit about Walter and the restaurant and a little bit of background. Those of you that are familiar with the name, you've probably seen him on ABC 6 for a number of years, right?
And Cox also over 20 years. Yeah.
Over 20 years on television.
Yeah.
And so if you'd like his autograph, run down to the studio right now. We'll work that out. But if you don't do that anyway, tell us about a little bit about your background. And 20 years on television, how did that start?
It started with a friend of mine, Stevie Cascione, who's still currently the weather guy on ABC 6. So we began with a program called Cooking Up a Storm. I was in East Greenwich in those days at the newly opened first restaurant, First Walter. And we began just cooking, and it was really the initial stage of television in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. In cooking live in on camera. In those days, you only had really Julia Child on PBS. And
oh, yes.
That's right. And through the years, we have nurtured a good relationship. And then eventually, I worked with Cox Cable. And I was fortunate enough to win an Emmy with a television show called Flavors and Knowledge for a movie that I did with Cox and called The Life of the Astors in Newport.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so it's been a good career.
Excellent.
Other than some minor touch-up, you know, in the face, the style is the same, Mike.
Now, before that, let's go back even earlier than that. Were you born here?
Actually, no. I was born in Italy, in central eastern Italy, the region it's called Abruzzo. Abruzzo is located 2 hours east of Rome. Mm-hmm. On the Adriatic side, we come from a marine town named Giulianova. I was a somewhat of a troubled student, very intelligent, I thought. I didn't apply myself very well. My mother was always getting me out of trouble in school. But I had a connection with this country. My grandparents on my mother's side lived in Virginia 40 years, and they were in a cobblestone business in Alexandria.
Hmm.
On my dad's side, my dad was an old commander, a retired commander in the Italian army, who had served under Mussolini and who had become the secretary of the monarchic party under the king.
Hmm.
When Italy was under the monarchy for a
right.
period, my father worked for them as well. But growing up, I had just no interest in school. Played soccer, actually, semi-pro and then professionally.
Wow.
And at age 18, my mother felt that it was time for me to move on and to come to the United States. I could have, I actually obtained a visa because I was the first grandson. And in those days, there was a law in the United States where grandchildren of American citizens could automatically obtain a visa. So I came here for a summer, and 40 years later, I'm still here talking to you today. You know?
Well, that's great. And Walter's restaurant, you mentioned, used to be in East Greenwich.
Yes.
And now on Atwell's Avenue.
286 Atwell's, yes.
286 Atwell's on the Hill. Yeah. And how long have you been there?
We've been there since 1995.
95. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about Walter and the restaurant. But first, let's get to some music. And Bob, what do you have up for us first?
The first piece I have is Casta Diva by Maria Callas, and it's from the opera Norma by Bellini, and it's being one of the themes for the evening with Puccini and Pasta.
Now, there's a little bit more background to that, right, Walter?
Well, yes, I think that, again, Puccini, first of all, is one of the few Sicilian maestri or composer, if you will, and so... especially because many of the musical artists in Italy were always from somewhat of prominent family. Puccini was not.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a story about his beginning, but most of all, there's a story about the connection with food and how this happened. Maybe we could cover in the next part.
All right, let's listen, and then we'll come back and talk about that.
Thank you.
now that we've heard that beautiful music. Tell us a little bit more about the background of that.
Legend says that at the day after Christmas of 1831 at the Scala in Milano, Vincenzo Puccini was performing La Norma. And there was a soprano, Giuditta Pasta, who was performing that night. How appropriate.
Hmm.
This is did a little bit of research so that I would be intelligent enough. And at the end of this event, it was said that many of the people who were part of that gathered in a restaurant, local restaurant in Milano. And someone, the Giuditta Pasta soprano, said, this food or this pasta, it's fit to be part of the Norma mystique. And that's how it became really pasta alla Norma, which is essentially pasta with fried eggplant, tomato, without the skin and without the seeds. It's very important. And then it stopped with the ricotta salata. Now, everyone out there are aware of the ricotta, which is, ricotta means cooked twice, which is a spreadable cheese, very often used in Italian fillings and lasagna.
Right, and used a layer in the lasagna.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Ricotta was one of the initial cheese made because it was easy enough to be made by many of the farmers because they had an abundance of milk. But ricotta salata, it's actually dried, so you make the ricotta. And to make a ricotta, you need an acid. In this case, you need either vinegar or lemon juice to ferment the milk. And after that, you dry it. Ricotta salata gets grated on this pasta alla Norma, which is a Sicilian masterpiece of, again, tomato, seedless and skinless, and fried eggplant. And the eggplant has to be a male eggplant, which has fewer seeds. So it would not be bitter. And then this amount of generous amount of grated ricotta that we put over the top. And that is the end of that. But it is a representation, as you know. Food represents Italy. We share this common bond. Yes, so we're all Italian. But we all have 20 countries, 20 regions. We're all very proud about who we are. And the dishes represent who we are. And Italy gets represented certainly through music,
right,
and it gets represented to the different dishes from city to city. Norma, pasta alla Norma, which will feature on the 17th of November, will come from Catania, a prominent city on the eastern side of Sicily.
Who knew there was all this history about just what we're about to eat, right?
For simple pasta.
All right, for simple pasta. All right. We're going to move now to a rather famous Italian singer. And tell us about this next piece, Bob.
The next piece is sung by Luciano Pavarotti, and they are Torna a Sorrento and O Solo Mio.
All right, we'll listen to that and then be back with more.
Oh, Oh! The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a great evening listening to beautiful music provided to us by Opera Providence and their new event, which is coming up in just a couple weeks on Wednesday, November 17th at Walter's Restaurant on Atwells Avenue in Providence. And Walter himself is here telling us some great stories. And one of the events that sounds very interesting, Bob, is that you've arranged for Walter to do a little bit before the concert, right? Tell us how that's going
to
work.
Correct. Those people that would like to have a little introduction to the whole flavor for the evening and would like to have a cooking class with Chef Walter may do so beginning at 6 o'clock. And the price of those tickets are $100 per person. The price for the tickets for the concert itself and dinner are $75 per person.
So just for an extra $25, is that, am I reading that correctly?
You bet, that's it.
That sounds like you've made a mistake in pricing, because Walter's worth a lot more than that.
Oh, definitely. Well, Walter has really extended himself above and beyond to accommodate Opera Providence for this evening, and for that we are extremely grateful. I just wanted to say the tickets may be purchased by calling the Opera Providence office at 331-6060. We accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, check, and cash.
All right. And there's also a website that you can go to for any information that you need, which is operaprovidence.org. So that's simple enough to remember, operaprovidence.org, or call the number. And it's going to be very limited on how many people can do that pre-class.
Correct. This would be by reservation only. You cannot just walk in that evening and expect to be seated. So, again, the number is 331-6060.
Excellent. Now, Walter, what will they witness if they're one of those 10 people or 12 people that get to go to the class in front?
A typical cooking class with us. We've been running our cooking school for 15 years. It's strictly recreational, and we've had actually one for every topic. But this particular case, it will be a demonstration. There will be some minor participation on their part because obviously they're going to be dressed for the evening.
Right.
And so we don't want them to get all, But there will be, we'll go over the menu that we're going to be presenting that evening. We'll have some question and answer about all different Italian foods. There'll be sampling food as we go along. But chances are we'll come up with, we're going to teach them how to make a sauce. We're going to teach them how to make a fresh pasta. They're going to learn how to make a quick appetizer, maybe a quick dessert. You know, so it'll be a great opportunity for them to get acquainted with food, and then they will move on to with the rest of the crowd and join in.
All right. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity. And, Bob, what we have one more Pavarotti piece coming up right now, right?
Correct. We have Funiculi Funicula.
Funiculi Funicula.
Tu sai, adò, sto cuore ingrato, più dispiette, far me non può, adò, lo fuoco coce, ma si fuie, e lascia sta, e non te copri a priesse, non te struie, solo a guardar. Corre, E chiusa qua è tornata, qua è venuta, sta sempre a ca. La capa vota vota attorno attorno, attorno a te. L'ucore canta sempre del tuo reno, scusa mai me. Yamma, yamma, coppa yamma, 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 coppa yamma, puli, 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 puli.
Well, we're in the mood with Funiculi Funicula, and a great voice, obviously. And Walter, you got me awfully hungry the last time we talked about preparing.
Next time I'll get you a nice food. I promise.
But speaking of being hungry, what will they actually have for dinner that evening?
That evening we put together a family-style antipasto. Antipasto means before the pasta, as you know, in Italian, you know, and. Will be placed in the center, and there will be marinated vegetables, will be some grilled foods, will be some soft or hard polenta, we'll have some nice bruschetta or crostini topped with all different vegetable spreads, you know.
So this is a real antipasto, not something like just a bunch of lettuce you get
in
some
restaurants. No, antipasto, so that you know, antipasto never had lettuce. It only has lettuce here.
Right.
Antipasto. Italians don't eat lettuce at the beginning of any meal.
Okay.
They eat it at the end.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
It's a cleansing kind of a step. Second is followed by pasta alla norma, which we covered already with the fried eggplant, the seedless tomato, and the grated ricotta. Then the guest will have an opportunity to choose between a Bell Helen chicken breast, which is it's called high-chilled. Hmm. Chicken breast, and that's for another conversation.
Right.
And we top it up with prosciutto and fontina. And then the other option is roasted pork, which is going to be served with, with the wine and sage sauce and apple chutney. Okay.
All right.
We finish the evening with cannoli, which is a representation of Sicily, filled with chocolate and ricotta. So that should be wrapping it up, I think. It's pretty good.
That's a great deal. It's a great deal. Plus all the wonderful music, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But right now we're going to get to some puccini, since we're on puccini with pasta here. And we'll talk about puccini, then take a short break. Tell us about this piece, Bob.
This is our next selection by Carreras. This is Nessun Dorma.
All right. We'll listen to that. Take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence and Chef Walter.
Fredda stanza, guardi le stelle che tremano d'amore e di speranza. Ma il mio mistero
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, having a great night, getting hungry as we prepare for Puccini with Pasta on November 17th, Wednesday night at Walter's Restaurant on Atwells Avenue, sponsored by Opera Providence. And Dr. Robert DeRobio is here, who is the head mucky muck of Opera Providence. I think, Bob, you do just about everything, right?
True.
You sing, you sell the tickets, you... You going to wait on tables that night, too?
No, but I'll bring the piano, the keyboard upstairs.
Oh, bring the keyboard. All right. That's great. All right. Well, we'll have a fun night on November 17th. But Opera Providence is doing other things throughout this year, so let's just take a moment to go over those. On Thursday night, December 9th, you'll be back at Metacomet Country Club, as you were last month.
Yes, we have a holiday concert on Thursday, December 9th at the Metacomet. Again, dinner and concert, $55 per person. And the singers there are Catherine Jennings, Frederick Scheff, and Paul Soper. And the singers for the November 17th concert, which I haven't mentioned yet, are Alyssa Casola, from originally from Cranston, Rhode Island, Gregory Zavraki, and Renee Delagazza. So we have a full evening of excellent talent on both nights, November 17th and December 9th. That will lead into our winter concert series at Blythe Wall the last Friday in January, February, and March.
So that's January 28th, February 25th, and March 25th at Blythe Wall
in Bristol. At Blythe Wall, correct.
Well, that's something to look forward to, and maybe we'll have you back before that so we can cover that and definitely talk about that series. And then you have some series coming up at the end of the year after that. You have something in March, April, and May, but we'll talk about those later because we got to get back to Chef Walter here and find out more about November 17th, Wednesday night. It's going to be a great night, and I encourage you to immediately call the phone number 331-6060 to make your reservations because it's going to fill up quickly. Walter's restaurant on Atwells Avenue is very famous, but it's not the largest restaurant in the world.
No, so we never kept it. And actually, as I get tired and older, I got to remove tables. So to make sure it gets smaller by the time I retire.
It's more and more exclusive. There you go.
The age factor. But I wanted to also mention that for that night, we will feature the classical Puccini or Bellini drink, which you call it, right?
Si.
We'll have the Bellini drink, which is peach nectar and Prosecco. And we'll feature that as one of the drink for the night.
Excellent.
It'll be nice.
So you can be completely in the mood.
Well, I mean, we might as well fully dive ourselves into the arts for that night.
Right.
Why not?
Right. All right, Bob, what do we have next on our list of music for
our next selection is O Mio Bambino Caro.
All right. We'll listen to that and then come back and have more information of Walter's Restaurant on Atwells Avenue in Providence.
Mr.
Walter, while we're listening to this music and we're talking about the great food that you prepare, I'm reminded about my visits to Walter's restaurant over the years. It's always been a wonderful place to have a dining experience. Tell us a little bit more about the background of the restaurant.
Well, we tried through the years to really, restaurants, I believe, restaurants are operated by two partners. Usually the expression of the partners live their lifestyle. And so we always try to share with our guests who we are, what we're about. And, you know, we're two Italian people. We put our passion into and the food and the hospitality end of it. Carmela, the other partner, doesn't take it as personal as I do. I'm a chef, so if you complain about the food, it goes to my heart.
Right.
Whereas she has the feeling that it is about the idea that you may be upset about. But I, in my career, and this is going to be my 40th year in cooking, I've always believed that I wanted to be in a front, meaning that I want all the compliments when there are compliments, but I take all the beating when we have complaints. And so I don't send my staff or a manager, you know, to absorb the punching.
Right, but so, you look like you're in pretty good shape, so that means you haven't taken
a lot of beatings. But, you know, that philosophy has always been to try to showcase regional Italian cookery through history, through authenticity, and make sure that the rule of three always applies on our plates. The rule of three is the rule that our Italians cook. More than three ingredients on a plate will probably be too many. And as of now, we are three in a studio, and it's fine. But if we bring another person here, we start to get a little compact.
That's,
you know,
right. That's right.
Think about that, about the food. So how we think. You know, simplicity, selection of good ingredients, and great hospitality.
All right. Well, that's great. Walter, I want to thank you so much for coming to Conducting Conversations. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
And listening to your stories, and look forward to some more wonderful meals at Walter's Restaurant on Atwells Avenue in Providence. And Bob, always a pleasure to have you back in the studio.
Thank you. Thank
bringing us the beautiful music you do for from Opera Providence. And we'll just review one more time. This is Wednesday night, November 17th at Walter's Restaurant, 6 o'clock, if you would like to be there for the...
For both, either cocktail hour or cooking class.
Okay, so if you get there, if you make reservations for the cooking class, which is $100 per person, you can be there at 6 o'clock. You'll be doing that while other people are out in the cocktail area having cocktails at 6 o'clock, and that's $75 per person. That's for the whole night, the music, and the food. Sounds like a wonderful deal. Sounds like, again, Bob, I think you priced it wrong. Yeah. Sounds like it's too inexpensive to me. And then we want to remind you also that on Thursday, December 9th, there'll be a concert at Metacomet Country Club in East Providence. So you can find out about both of those events by calling 331-6060, 331-6060, or going to operaprovidence.org. And Bob, thank you so much for bringing Walter to us.
Thank you, and I feel very honored to be one of the three.
One of the three in the room. All right, we're one of the three ingredients in conducting conversations. All right, Bob, what's this last piece you have for us as we go out?
This last piece, what we began with this evening, Casta Diva.
We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.